Welcome to episode 158 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes that object so interesting to astronomers. So I will now turn on the random number generator.
Voila, voila.
A metal plate fell off the random number generator while it was calculating the declination. I'll need to bolt it back in place after I finish recording. The coordinates for this episode are 23 hours, 0 minutes, 11.5 seconds right ascension, and negative 43 degrees, 0 minutes, 40 seconds declination. The object for this episode is the Gamma Ray Burst GRB020819 in the constellation Grus, which represents a crane, as in the bird, not the mechanical object. The GRB in the name of the object indicates that it's a gamma ray burst, while the digits indicate the date on which the gamma ray burst was detected, which was August 19, 2002. This object sometimes gets labeled GRB020819b, with the B indicating that it was the second gamma ray burst seen on this date, but rather strangely, I have been unable to find any information on the existence of a GRB020819A, so I'll just refer to this episode's object as GRB020819 and act like no other gamma ray bursts were found on August 19, 2002. Gamma ray bursts are very brief bursts of gamma rays from explosions in space that could last anywhere from a fraction of a second to a few hours. Two different types of explosions create gamma ray bursts. Bursts shorter than 2 seconds are generally expected to be created when either two neutron stars, two black holes, or a neutron star and a black hole merge, while bursts longer than 2 seconds are expected to be created by supernovae. This means that the progenitor of GRB020819, which was 20 seconds long, was created by a supernova explosion. People in 2002 had just figured out that gamma ray bursts could be associated with afterglows in other parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, and so people went looking for an afterglow associated with GRB020819 in near-infrared light, but they did not see one. Given this, it was labeled a dark burst. While dark burst sounds like some sort of cool phenomena from science fiction, a Google search quickly reveals that the term is actually more commonly associated with a type of Les Paul guitar, although it's also the name of a combo for the dark beam used by Samus in Metroid Prime 2. Anyway, the reason why no near-infrared light was detected from the dark burst is probably because the supernova that created the burst was embedded within the galaxy with lots of interstellar dust, which can be quite effective at obscuring light in the ultraviolet, visible, and near-infrared parts of the spectrum. However, dust cannot obscure radio wave emission, and in fact radio emission was detected from the gamma ray burst, and the people who detected that radio emission associated it with a galaxy at a distance of 4.4 billion light years. Once the host galaxy of GRB020819 was identified, people started performing additional observations to understand the nature of the galaxy that hosted this dark burst. Partly because dark burst is such a cool phrase, and cool phrases like dark burst help astronomers get science funding. Anyway, people determined that the host galaxy indeed contained a lot of dust that obscured not only the gamma ray burst itself, but also all of the relatively ordinary stars within the galaxy, and they also determined that the galaxy contained relatively high amounts of elements heavier than hydrogen and helium, which are the materials that interstellar dust is made out of. These results from studying the host galaxy of GRB-020819 went on to define the paradigm for where these types of dark bursts take place, and astronomers have since used these results from this specific gamma-ray burst to understand other dark bursts. Or at least they did until 2017, when follow-up observations using higher-resolution observational data determined that the galaxy that everyone had associated with GRB-020819 was in fact a completely unrelated foreground galaxy that was close to, but not quite in the part of the sky corresponding to the gamma ray burst and its radio afterglow. The real host of this dark gamma ray burst is actually a completely different galaxy with lots of interstellar dust located at a distance where the light has traveled to Earth over 10.3 billion years. Although for complex cosmology reasons, this is not equivalent to a distance of 10.3 billion light-years. After this discovery, I think people are going to need to perform more follow-up observations to understand the newly identified host galaxy. I also think that, since the publication of that paper in 2017, a lot of people have had to unwind their theoretical constructs of where dark bursts are located and develop new paradigms to describe the host galaxies containing these objects. I personally can find it a bit difficult to change misconceptions that I have relied on in my research for years, but I do put effort into correcting my misconceptions, and I hope the rest of the astronomical community can also do this. The location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of GRB-020819 in the sky is a place in the Atlantic Ocean about 510 kilometers southwest of Gough Island, or about 690 kilometers south-southwest of Tristan da Cunha. At least I don't have any questions about exactly what the coordinates on the Earth's surface are pointing to, given that the Atlantic Ocean is such a large object. The website for this podcast is www.randomastronomicalobject.com, which you can visit to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesound Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening.